What comes to mind when you hear the word repressed? I naturally think of someone unable to express himself, perhaps someone being forced to live a lie. Hollywood liberals make a fortune uncovering what they view as repression. I remember attending a grueling 3-day seminar hosted by the award-winning screenwriter Robert McKee. His mantra the whole seminar was, "Tell the truth." Hollywood follows this mantra, even if it doesn't always tell the truth. It sees human weakness as a constant, as a story to be told, as a noble admission of our vulnerabilities, and in that admission as breaking free from social institutions of repression like faith and family, or the inner institution of conscience. But Hollywood errs in thinking that human weakness is not only insurmountable, but to be worshipped. Its truth is actually a lie. It worships a false god, and all of its angels are fallen. So it's no surprise to see Hollywood rally around Bruce Jenner and condemn the Duggar family. Everyone knows Bruce Jenner's story by now. Gold medalist, near godlike Olympian, motivational speaker, adopted father of the garish Kardashian clan, and all-around man's man, turned woman. He says that all of his life he has known that he was Caitlin, not Bruce, a woman, not a man. I felt sympathy for him watching his interview with Diane Sawyer. Honestly, I can't imagine what it must feel like to go through life in such emotional pain. But what if he's still not telling the truth? Could it be that Bruce Jenner is simply emotionally unstable? Is it possible that Bruce Jenner is as sexually repressed today as he was the day before he told anyone about any of it? Is it possible that if he was living a lie as Bruce, he's living an even bigger lie as Caitlin? Heroism comes from truth, and the truth is human beings are born male or female. If there's a physiological question at birth about maleness or femaleness, is it possible you're dealing with a birth defect, not an orientation? Is it possible that Bruce Jenner is no hero at all? He's just a human being, one of God's children, who's really messed up. But Hollywood sees it very differently. Take the case of the Duggar family. Megyn Kelly of Fox News gave Michelle and Jim Bob Duggar, the parents of 19 children and the stars of a hit reality show, a national forum to explain the past problems of their son, Josh. As a young teenager, Josh fondled or inappropriately touched four of his sisters and a babysitter. Each of the girls didn't even know what had happened until Josh admitted his intent to his parents and then to the girls. The parents did what all good parents would do. They confronted the seriousness of the child's bad behavior, had Josh admit his guilt to the girls, and even to police authorities. He was sent away for counseling, both spiritual and secular, and as a juvenile at the time of the incidents, all was sealed and forgotten. That is, until certain people, encouraged by Hollywood, projected a lie onto the Duggars. The so-called lie is that a person, let alone a family, can't claim the label Christian if they're not perfect. This lie is so perverse, it's ridiculous. It's like people who believe that church is only for the saved. In reality, church is for sinners, not the sinless, and life is full of weakness, not perfection. A hypocrite isn't a weak person struggling to live a better way. A hypocrite is just a liar. Josh Duggar isn't an example of hypocritical behavior. It's just the opposite. He told the truth. The hypocrisy comes from deep within the dark hearts of Hollywood moralists who despise everything the Duggars represent, but who lack the courage to tell their truth. Here's a pretty good rule of thumb to understand repression and hypocrisy, sexually or otherwise. If you demand the whole world validate and embrace the real you, chances are you're repressed. If you demand it by force of law, you're a hypocrite. I'm Paul Miro. Thanks for listening.